You're listening to Vatican Radio. Australia's ambassador to the Holy See says her government is in listening mode and keen to cooperate closely with the Vatican on questions such as disarmament, combating human trafficking, or promoting child and maternal health. Ambassador Melissa Hitchman, who presented her credentials in September, was sharing reactions to the Pope's annual address on Monday to diplomats accredited to the Holy See. She said her country welcomes Pope Francis's words on peace, security, and migration, while seeking to offer expert advice on issues facing the Pacific region. Ambassador Melissa Hitchman, welcome to Vatican Radio. Thank you for coming in to be with us today.
Thank you, Philippa, and it's a pleasure to be with you today and to your listeners. So, as a first-time ambassador, as you said, in the Apostolic Palace there, a momentous occasion, of course, a certain synergy with the other speeches that the Pope has given in previous years, and also with his World Peace Day address, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary on January the 1st, on a number of issues. Peace and security, of course, is core business for the Australian government, both here bilaterally and in the multilateral setting. So for us, there was much of interest in that speech, particularly the warning that he gave to the international community of the seeds of concern that are here, not only in Europe but elsewhere throughout the world, that require leadership.
He talked about the whole question of mercy, looking back at the Jubilee Year of Mercy, forgiveness, pointing to perhaps non-violence as an effective peacemaking strategy. I'm wondering what you think political leaders may have to say about these kind of issues, what their reaction might be. Would it be seen in some sense as a rather idealistic speech from the Pope?
I think the Pope is in a position where he can say things that many other global leaders can't say. And that's an important contribution to make. In terms of meeting goals of security and peace, there are many different pathways to achieve that, many different levels, international, national, regional, and the Australian government and others are willing to consider all those pathways. So we deal at the grassroots level, we also deal multilaterally in Geneva and New York, and we deal bilaterally. So while there might be a certain sense of idealism in what the Pope has said, I think that will be welcomed.
He was talking about the very real issues of tackling terrorism, fundamentalist violence, as you say. What were your reactions to his words in light of the Australian experience of this?
Well, we have first-hand experience, of course, on Australian soil, and as we've spoken about before, in Bali over a decade ago. This is a real experience for the Australian people, and we feel for those in Europe and the experiences that have occurred over the last year. It was interesting that in the Pope's 2016 speech, there were around four countries that had experienced terrorism on their soil. This year, he mentioned 14. So the exponential rise was something, I think, with which Australians can very much identify. It is a priority for our government in terms of our counter-terrorism strategy, our counter-radicalisation strategy within the region, as we've spoken about before, and beyond.
What did you feel about his words that political and religious leaders must be working more closely together to try and get to the root of this problem?
Well, I think we do. We do, as I said, in Geneva and New York. I know the Pope has sent representatives to Davos, which will be happening later this month. There's the Global Forum that will be happening this coming weekend. That is an international initiative being held here in Rome with representation including from Australia. So it's something where I think in terms of not only what we can do at a government level but also at second and third track level, there's very much interest and participation by Australia and other governments with religious leaders, and we do that in terms of our education strategies, our health strategies, and respecting freedom of expression of religion as a universal right under the Declaration.
Another big focus of this speech, of course, is migration. It's an issue that the Pope continually returns to. Now, you told me when we last met that Australia has the highest per capita settlement of UNHCR refugees. But there has also been fierce international criticism, hasn't there, of the Australian asylum seeker camps, which seem to be quite a long way away from what the Pope is talking about as a dignified welcome for refugees. What was your response to that?
Oh, well, you'd be aware, Philippa, since we spoke in September, there's been action by the Australian government to resettle refugees in our camps offshore. There's been a public announcement about the agreement that we have, or we hope to continue to be sustained with the US government to resettle them either in country or elsewhere. And certainly there is movement by the Australian government to consider our offshore migration program our resettlement issues as well. So I think this spirit that the Pope has spoken about is something that will be welcomed by the Australian government. As I said, we have a strong border policy, but we also have a very strong humanitarian program and a strong refugee resettlement program, and they work in tandem. It was interesting that the Pope in this speech this time had a very much more nuanced approach to migration and resettlement issues. He talked about responsibilities as well as rights, and so there was a balance there. He talked about the capacity of countries to absorb refugees, I think in light of some of the experiences that Europe has had last year.
Do you think his words do have a significant influence on the governments who are trying very hard to tackle this international issue of migration?
I think it's one voice, and one very critical voice among many voices. And of course, Australia is in listening mode and cooperates with anyone who's willing to cooperate with us. We have had our Ambassador for People Smuggling and Human Trafficking, Andrew Golodznowski, come to the Holy See and participate in conferences. We would be interested in continuing to do that if there's interest from the Holy See in doing that. We've conveyed that. I have myself personally to Cardinal Turkson with his new super dicastery, and so we stand willing to cooperate, of course.
In light of this speech, which areas do you see perhaps as the most significant places where you can step up cooperation between Australia and the Holy See over the coming months?
And that's something that we put to Archbishop Gallagher in the Secretariat of State, that we as Australia stand ready to value add in areas particularly where the Holy See may not have great representation in Europe, Africa, Asia, Latin America. The Holy See has 20 to 30 nunciatures. They have representation in our region of the world. In the Pacific, they only have 3 nunciatures: Australia, Papua New Guinea and New Zealand. And we and my colleagues in the embassy cooperate regularly with the Secretariat of State and others in other parts of the Holy See, in the congregations and the dicasteries, to provide advice. And we were interested particularly in the penultimate paragraph of the speech, where there was that invitation from the Pope to cooperate with the Secretariat of State on these issues. And we're very conscious of the scarce resources that the Secretariat has, as do many embassies here in Rome. Some of us are staffed only by one from capital, others by two, as are we. So we understand the need to value add and target our cooperation. So certainly in the Pacific, that is an area that we would consider we were able to do so, but we stand ready to do that elsewhere. We have a dialogue, of course, with our Five Eyes intelligence community and with like-mindeds. And as you know, we have established the group of friends on the responsibility to protect with the Dutch. And so where there are opportunities, we're happy to pursue them.
So around issues, as we said, people trafficking, around issues of migration, which other areas do you see as the most significant possibilities for increased cooperation?
There was discussion of nuclear cooperation, of course, in the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva. That is one that Australia has some considerable expertise in, particularly the initiative that we had about 5 years ago on the International Commission on Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament with the Japanese government. So that's one that I have already said to Archbishop Tomasi, if he is interested in us pursuing that, we'd be happy to do that. I understand that the Holy See may be doing some work on child and maternal health, and that's something that we're also willing to cooperate on. So really, it's a question not only of us determining what the Holy See is interested in terms of what we can offer, but also explaining our own policies and our positions, and that's something we're happy to do, and to gather with like-mindeds to do that.
My thanks to Australia's Ambassador to the Holy See, Melissa Hitchman.